Edius Perek Dalad Mishnah Dalad, another Mishnah that appears in Masechta Peah Perek Vav, and another Mishnah where Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. Ha'omer shehu samach lagofa v'lagodesh. If somebody leaves a sheaf which is close to a gofa, which is an uncemented wall, it's a wall where the stones are stacked on top of each other but aren't attached to each other into one unit, or lagodesh to a grain stack, which is close to a stack of sheaves, then, when they say a grain stack, vila bakar, or to a place where work animals, work cattle stand. Some people say it's a cattle shed. Vila kalim, or to kalim, which are used for plowing. Ushachacho, and he forgot that sheaf. So when he gathered all the sheaves into his barn, he left one that was next to one of these different kinds of objects. Beishamai omrim eno shechacha. Beishamai say it's not shechacha, and he'd go back and get it, because he'll remember, oh yeah, I forgot the sheaf that was next to the cattle shed, or I forgot the sheaf that was right by the wall. It has a landmark, and since it has a landmark, it's next to a distinguishing object, then he will eventually remember it's not shechacha. Beis Hillel omrim shechacha. Beis Hillel say it is. Since he forgot it, it's shechacha and it belongs to the poor, and so, as a result, he can't go back and get it. It's not for him anymore. Mishnah hey, this halacha now also appears in Masechta Peah, and it appears again in Masechta Maaser Sheni, and now it appears in Edios about the halacha of Neta Ravai and Kerem Ravai. The Torah says, when you plant fruit trees or vineyards, for the first 3 years they are arla, and you're not allowed to use the fruit. In fact, usually the fruit is too small and sour anyway to use, but it's called arla. In the fourth year after planting, neta ravai, a fruit tree that was planted, or kerem ravai, a vineyard in the fourth year after it was planted, has the halacha of maaser sheni. So, you have to pick the fruit and transport it to Yerushalayim, and then eat it only in Yerushalayim, just like maaser sheni produce. If it's too hard to transport, you can redeem it and make it chulin by taking coins and redeeming the kerem or neta ravai, and then bring the coins to Yerushalayim and spend them on food and drink and use them there. So the question is, are there specific situations when it comes to the extra fifth, there is an extra chomesh when one redeems maaser sheni that the owner has to bring and pay as sort of an additional fine or fee? And there's a halacha of biur where one has to do a vidui in the Pesach of the following year, the Pesach of the fourth year and the Pesach of the seventh year. He has to do a biur. He gives the truma and trumas meiser and the meiser rishon, meiser ani, meiser sheni, bikurim, and then he has to do a biur. He has to remove everything from the house. So says the Mishnah, Kerem Ravai, a vineyard of the fourth year after it was planted, also Neta Ravai of any fruit tree. Beishami Amrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, Ein Lo Biur. You don't have to do, when you redeem it, the extra fifth of its value, like when you redeem Maaser Sheni, and you don't have to biur from your home on the day before Pesach of the fourth and seventh years of Shemitah, because, according to Beishamai, Kerem Ravai is not exactly like Maaser Sheni. It's compared to Maaser Sheni, but it's not all the same exact halachas. Ubeis Hillel omrim, yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo biur. But Beis Hillel say that the gzera shava between Maaser Sheni and Kerem Ravai, which has to do with the use of the word kadosh, that means that all the halachos are identical, and so Neta and Kerem Ravai have to have chomesh and biur, just like Maaser Sheni. Beis Shamrei omrim, yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olelos, v'aniim podim la'atzman. Beis Shammai says that when it comes to Kerem Ravai, with the vineyard in the fourth year, it has the halacha of fallen grapes, of the peret, and the olelos, the defective or not fully developed grapes, the small grapes. The halacha says in Sefer Vayikra that you don't gather the peret and the olelos, the individual grapes that fall, or these not quite fully developed grapes. You leave them for the ani, and for the ger, for the poor and for the stranger. So just like this applies to the crop of any other year, it applies to Kerem Ravai as well. Even though you have to redeem it, you still have it as your property, Kerem Ravai. And this is an interesting halacha, that even though you are redeeming it, in a manner of speaking, from Hekdesh, it's not Hekdesh, it's considered to be his property. Furthermore, v'aniim podim la'atzman, when the poor collect these peret and olelos and their various gleanings of Keren Ravayi, they have to redeem the value and bring the money to Yerushalayim as well. But Beis Hillel Omrim, Kulo Lagas. Beis Hillel says it all goes to the wine press. When it comes to Keren Ravayi, all the defective clusters, the loose grapes, everything goes straight to the wine press for treading, and then the wine is brought to Yerushalayim, or the money that you use to redeem it is brought to Yerushalayim. He holds the Keren Ravayi is like Maaser Sheni, that it belongs to Hashem, not to the individual owner, and therefore the poor have no share in it. So once again, this is the same comparison of Keren Ravayi to Maaser Sheni. Beis Hillel holds it's complete. Beis Shammai holds only certain halachos are compared.